Hey everybody, welcome to Studio Starts Podcast, episode 7. Why am I talking like that? Because it's almost Halloween, and this episode I'm going to give you my thoughts about ghosts. I've actually got a Ouija board here. Hang on, let me bring it over. Okay. Is there any spirits in this house? It said yes. Can you play the motherfucking intro? It said yes. Okay, why aren't you playing the intro? Why are you not playing the intro? Because you never asked. What do you mean now? I did ask you, in fact. No, you said could I. You didn't say will I. Why are you being a dick? You're the one being a dick? Cheeky bastard. Well, I'll tell you what, if you're going to be like that, I'll just start the intro myself, will I? Play the motherfucking intro. So before we get into it, as always, I'm going to give you my thoughts about what I've been up to recently, and we're going to start with today. I had this whole day planned out. I was going to get up, I was going to do this podcast straight away, and then I was going to go down into the office, get ready for all the weddings I've got coming up in the next few days, and then after that, I was going to do a TikTok live stream, drawing caricatures, but that didn't happen. So if anybody listened to the last episode with Kirsty, we talked about whenever she comes home and ruins my day, and that's basically what happened today. So she came home just as I was about to leave, and for some fucking stupid reason I said to her, would you like me to fix your exhaust, because she's got a hole in the exhaust and it's been blowing for weeks and sounds like a bloody Harley Davidson going down the road. So when I heard her pull in, I kind of felt sorry for her a little bit. So I was like, you know what? I'll fix the exhaust today. How hard can it be? Couple of little bolts, no problem at all. That didn't happen. So put on some old gear, got outside, jacked the car up. Everything was grand. Got the new exhaust, had that beside me. And then I proceeded to take off the old exhaust. And that came off like a treat. So far it was going well, and then I tried to attach the new exhaust onto the car, and turns out the exhaust pipe on the car and then the exhaust pipe that I was holding that was attaching onto the car were both the same size, and it doesn't take a genius to work out that that's not going to work. Now, I tried for, I think it took me about an hour and a half to try and like hammer it sort of thin and then hammer it in. Sounds like a crappy job, but anybody who's changed exhausts, you know, like the tip, there's like little slits and you can actually sort of fold it in and then slot it in. Like, I'm no mechanic, right? I've just worked on cars. I've done exhaust a few times. So I kind of thought that, you know, bend it in a little bit and then it'll just slot in. Nope, that didn't work. And then I kept doing it. So I just kept bending it and ended up bending out of shape, and then I had to fucking bend it in shape. And yeah, it was a bit of a nightmare. And whenever I tried to attach it onto the exhaust that's actually on the car, I realised that the end was like, because it was both the same size, basically what somebody did beforehand, that obviously they've changed the exhaust before, but there's like they put like a sleeve over it, if you like a metal sleeve, and then they clamped it in. I didn't realise that it was a sleeve. And then I actually managed to take that sleeve bit off, and then I wrapped it around the new exhaust, and then tried to put that onto the car. But basically what happened was there's like these two clamp things on the old exhaust and then on that like cover thing. So I spent fucking ages trying to get them clamps off, managed to get them off, and then the little like sort of cover bit, if you like, was able to like expand. So I was able to like put that over the new exhaust and then put it over the exhaust that was on the car, completing the exhaust system. But then I needed a, what do you call him, like a fucking, what do you call him, They're like cable ties, like metal ones where you screw in, you know, them ones. So I had to go to the shop, buy a few of them, and then I attached four of them on. And then there you go. Sounds easy, but it took me about 2 hours. And I blamed Kirsty, even though none of it was her fault. And so that's been today. That exhaust took my fucking day up completely. So no podcast in the morning, and then no TikTok live. So I decided to sack off the TikTok live and then just do this podcast instead. Because it's, you know, episode 7, and there's a statistic that people who do podcasts don't do more than 7. Hang on, what was it? So basically, I signed up to this like hosting, a podcast and hosting thing, and they give me a little fact. 78% of people who start podcasts don't make it past number 7, podcast number 7. 78%, that's quite high. Now, I'm quite the opposite. I have, over the last few days, I've been sort of giving the show a structure. So I came up with these sheets of paper. So I've got this one in front of me, which is the podcast episode list. And it's basically just the topic, what topic I'm talking about, and then the date, because I might be doing ones ahead of time. And then basically like a schedule, if you like, with like some bullet points, things to talk about, and then some fun facts. So I've been designing that over the last day. And on the timeline, on the bottom left hand corner, it's got like a timeline thing on it. So the intro plus tune should take a minute. This is based off a one hour podcast. And then what have I been up to recently? That should take no more than 15 minutes. And then the topic at the minute is 40 minutes. And then the advert, that's a minute. And then the questions, well, I haven't got any questions yet. Thinking about that, I thought, you know, at the end of this episode, send in your questions about this episode, but that doesn't make sense. I think what I need to do is, like, at the end of every episode, tell you what the next one's going to be, and then get you to send in the questions that way. And then whenever I actually go to record that episode, so, like, for example, the next one's going to be, we're sticking with the Halloween theme, so the next one's going to be, what's it going to be? Zombies, right? My thoughts on zombies. I'm looking forward to doing that. And that'll be the last one before Halloween. So you got this one is going to be about ghosts, and then you've got one about zombies. And I've already started doing the sort of research and stuff about that. And the reason why is because over the last few episodes, I haven't done any research. And I'm like, well, what do I talk about? Like, I don't know what to say or anything like that. Everything's up in my head, basically. But now I've got this episode sheet. I've written it all down. So last night I wrote down 21 bullet points. The idea is to do 20 bullet points and then give like 2 minutes on each bullet point type of thing, you know, sort of break the show down, you know, and then throw in some facts as well. So that's basically what I've been up to. And also I've been coming up with podcast ideas. Now, I call it a best book. So it's basically like this podcast has got its own folder, and then it's got all the paperwork and stuff. I've designed loads of different types of paperwork to get this podcast like a real good structure to it. And one of the sheets of paper is podcast ideas. And I started with one sheet of paper, and there's 56 lines in there, and I filled that up pretty quickly. And I think I've got like 4 sheets filled. And it kind of works out at around, I think I worked it out, I've got about 4 to 6 years worth of topics. So there you go. 78% of people quit after 7 episodes. I got fucking 4 years worth coming your way. So this podcast, guys, is here to stay. I've got the equipment, got everything here. So all it is just a case of coming up with a topic and then talking about it. But I don't even need to think about that now. All I have to do is just refer to the best book and then pick a topic out. And then what I'll do is, like what I've done with this one, is the topic will be, let's for example, the next one is going to be zombies. I've already printed that sheet of paper out. And then over the next sort of couple of days, I'm just going to sort of write in sort of like bullet points about zombies. And then I'll have lots to talk about whenever it comes to the episode. So that's the plan for that. And so other than sorting this podcast out, again, I've been doing this podcast, I've been throwing them out sort of every 2 or 3 days. So nothing really much to report, apart from I did a wedding. When did I do that wedding? On Tuesday, I did a wedding on Tuesday. So it was Don and Dion's wedding, and that was in Brinsup Court. Where the hell is that? Where was that? Hereford. Again, my last wedding was actually in Hereford. Hereford, sort your fucking traffic out. Jesus Christ. I've never, ever just drove through Hereford. Like, literally just from one end to the other, no problem. As soon as you fucking hit Hereford, and it's always the same road I always take. I think there's like a main road that just goes right through Hereford. If you want to go, you know, from one place to another and you have to go through Hereford, you always end up going down this road. Not just me, but every motherfucker in England goes down this road. And the traffic is just wild. Absolutely wild. But the wedding itself was pretty amazing, if I'm honest. It was very action-packed. There was a lot there. So you had me, obviously, doing the caricatures. And then you had a magician who was really good. Every time I think about a magician, like, I always think of that joke. Did you hear about the gay magician? No. He disappeared with a poof. Every time I think of a magician, I just think that. We've got an episode lined up with bad dad jokes. I think if you like that joke, you're going to fucking love this episode coming up. And so they had a magician. They had the roulette table. That was pretty cool. I've seen the roulette table at quite a number of weddings, and they're very, very popular. Like, the crowds that like a roulette table gathers is unbelievable. And then they also had like blackjack and poker and that kind of stuff. So what happens is they go around and they give you like fake money. So they'll give everybody in the wedding like £100 or whatever in fake money. And then you go up and then you do bets and that kind of stuff. And I think that there's prizes at the end. I'm not too sure about that. I've seen it a few times, but I've never actually partake in some gambling thing. But pretty cool, to be honest. It's always a crowd favourite. So when that was happening, you had the magician, and then you had me, and then there was also a live band. They were pretty good, so they were. But the problem is, because there was so much happening at one go, like especially with the roulette table and stuff like that, nobody was on the dance floor. And I think if you are planning a wedding, or if you know somebody who's planning a wedding and they've got a roulette table or anything booked in, I would highly suggest not doing it at the same time as the band, because everybody's at the roulette table. They're not going to be at the dance floor. You know what I mean? So with that, it's either one or. Like, you could do a roulette table before the band comes in, or after or whatever. But having them both at the same time doesn't work. I've seen it a few times, and it definitely doesn't work. It makes sense, doesn't it? Like, everyone's going to be around the roulette table, but you want everybody on the dance floor. And it was only until the roulette table was gone that's when everybody started getting up on the dance floor. So, little tip for you there. I think I'm going to do an episode about weddings. I think I'm going to add that one in. There's another one lined up. So, and then I was quite busy, so I did quite a lot of caricatures. If you want to see them, guys, U-Tunes, so check out utunes.co.uk. They're on the Facebook page and that kind of stuff. So if you go on there, you'll see all the caricatures I'm talking about, and go ahead and give me a little follow there. Why don't you? It's my other little business. And so I did that, and then other than that, fucking did nothing, mate. Nothing. I can't even remember when I put out the last episode. I think it was only like 3 days ago, 2-3 days ago. But so other than that, I haven't really been up to much. But that's going to change, because we've got 1, 2, 3, 4 events over the next 4 days. So I've got a birthday party tomorrow, got a wedding the day after, and then I got a wedding for after that, and then I got a wedding straight after that. And then that brings us up to Tuesday the 29th, when we've got nothing on, and I'm going to do a podcast about zombies. And then, when it's Halloween, is it the 31st October? I think it is. I've actually got a wedding booked. Oh, I wonder if that's going to be like a Halloween themed one. That'd be pretty cool. So And then once I finish doing the podcast on the 29th, and I've got 1, 2, 3, 4 events in a row straight after that. So I've got, I'll be a lot of stuff to talk about then. And yeah, so there we go, guys. And that's what I've been up to recently over the last few days. Still can't get over that fucking exhaust, how difficult it was. Normally, like, it's, you know, jack the car up, take unscrew a couple little fucking things, come straight off. The other one goes straight back on, tighten up a couple of little things, and there you go. Job's a fucking goon. You know, like a, what do you call that? Like a Formula One. You know, somebody drives in, you just like lift it up. Go. Done. That's what I had in my head. And I was like, do you know what? I'm going to be a good Samaritan today, and I'm going to finally fix the car. And then after it, I was just, she actually felt so guilty. She actually bought me a fucking takeaway. But yeah. And do you know something? I don't know. Does this happen to anybody else, right? But when you get a meal, let's say you want something, or you, let's say you don't know what you want at a restaurant or something like that, and then you go, do you know what? I'll have this. And then your missus, she's like, oh, I'll have this. And then, I mean, this happens to me all the time. Every time the food comes out, I look at what I've ordered, and then I look at her, like what she's ordered, and I'm like, fuck, hers looks lovely. Why did I order this fucking shit? Is that just me? Or does that happen to everybody? I think it happens to everybody. Okay, so there we go, guys. So going off this sheet here, I've talked shite for 15 minutes about what I've been up to recently. And do you know something? 15 minutes feels about right, especially when I haven't had that much to do. But yeah, let's get into the topic, shall we? Ghosts. This one's going to be a good one, guys. Stay tuned for this motherfucker. Play that fucking intro. So what is a ghost? Well, I've got a little fact sheet here with a little fact on it. I've done my research. Apparently, right, in folklore, whatever the fuck that is, a ghost is a soul or a spirit of a dead person or non-human animal. A non-human animal. Well, like a fucking zebra. Imagine getting haunted by a zebra. What sound does a zebra make? That's my dead fucking zebra. But anyway, right. Okay, non-human animal that is believed to appear to the living, aka you and me. In the ghost lore, hang on. What's the difference between folklore and ghost lore? Anyway, in ghost lore, the description of a ghost varies widely from a visible presence to translucent or barely visible whispery shapes to realistic life forms. Okay, so there you go. That's what a fucking ghost is. Now, do I believe in ghosts? The answer to that is no, I don't. I think if you're religious, you probably believe in ghosts and stuff like that, but I'm not religious, so... I don't really believe in it. However, I will share something with you, which is quite fucking spooky. And there is actually a photograph of this that I'm going to put on the Stewie's Thoughts podcast Facebook page. So please, guys, check it out, because when you see this thing, it's going to fucking freak you out, just like it freaked me out. But basically what happened was I went to Liverpool Cathedral. If anybody hasn't been there, you should check that out. It's fucking massive. And I did this thing where you go inside and you walk along these stairs to look at this big bell thing. And when you're walking along the stairs, like the stairs is almost like coming out of the walls. And it's kind of freaky. Like if you're scared of heights and stuff, probably wouldn't recommend doing that. But we had a little dander around the inside, and then we had a dander around the outside where the graves are. Now, I'm a bit of a weirdo when it comes to graves. I love walking around graveyards and looking at the names and dates. And, you know, like Tom was... You know, he was born in fucking 1832 and died in fucking 1835 or whatever. And, like, I often think to myself, you know, what was it like for him growing up, like, back in them days? I mean, it really sends my mind fucking boogaloo, thinking about, like, what did he do for work? Like, how did he die? You know? I'm sure back in them days, the life expectancy was probably about fucking 30 or something. It was actually pretty funny, right? Because as we were going down, there's like a big hill sort of thing that leads you into the graveyard. And as I was going down, it was a pretty steep hill. I seen this guy at the bottom of the hill in a wheelchair. And you could see him come around a corner and looking at the hill, and his fucking face dropped because it was just him. There was nobody else there. And he was like, fuck, I gotta get up that hill. And I seen his face, and I was like, I'm gonna help this guy. So I said to him, I was like, mate, do you want me to push you up that hill? And he's like, yeah, yeah, if you can, that would be great. I was like, yeah, no bar, mate. So I started pushing him up the hill, and we got into a bit of a conversation. And turns out this guy was French. And I got about halfway up the hill, and I was just thinking to myself, hang on a second, let's evaluate this situation here. I'm from Northern Ireland. I'm in Liverpool, walking through a graveyard, pushing a French guy in a wheelchair up a hill. And I was like, who can actually say that? You know, an Irish man pushing a French man in a wheelchair up a hill through a graveyard. Like, it was pretty funny when I was thinking about it. But yeah, so that's probably one of the most random things that ever fucking happened to me in my life. But yeah, pushed him up the top of the hill. I was fucking knackered by the time I got up to the top of it. And we said our goodbyes, and then I went back down the hill and then caught up with the person I was with. I think it was my ex at the time. Sorry if you're listening, Kirsty. In fact, it was probably fucking her. I don't know. I've got amnesia or dementia, one of the two. And so, yes, we started walking around the graveyard, and it started getting a little bit dark. And I had this brilliant idea of, I'm going to take photographs, and, like, I'm going to do it, like, sneakily. So, like, the ghosts don't see me doing it. So I was walking around the graveyard, and I was taking photographs just all around me. Just looking straight ahead, just walking, but taking photographs all around me. And then we got into the car, and then here I was with at the time, was driving back, and I was in the car. I was in the passenger seat in the car. And then I started flicking through the photos. And I swear to fuck, guys, when I seen this photograph, I almost shit my pants. So basically, I'm going to describe the photograph, and if you want to see this photograph, check the Stewie's Thoughts podcast Facebook page or Instagram, because it'll be on there. Like, as you're listening to this, it'll be on there. So yeah, pause the episode and fucking go and look at it. That's something I would probably do. But yeah, so it was. So basically, it looks like a woman, like, sort of hunched over a gravestone, and it looked like she was in this fucking how can I explain it, it's not a dress, it's like a hospital gown or something like that, like a real like vintage hospital gown. And you can see like her hair, you can see her curly hair and her eyes, and her fucking eyes, mate, they're looking right at the camera. Now when I seen this photograph, right, I fucking shit myself. I was like, I questioned everything, because I've never really believed in ghosts, not like since I was from a teenager onwards. And that photograph made me question everything. Like, I was like, look at this, you can actually see this fucking woman standing in front of this gravestone. And I started showing everybody it. I was sharing it on social media, and everyone couldn't fucking believe it. So what I did was, I've got the original image, and then I sort of played about with the contrast and that kind of stuff to sort of get a better sort of view of it, like. And yeah, when you look at this photograph, like, you will see that it's fucking messed up. I mean, it really does look like a woman is stood in front of a gravestone. Now, if somebody had showed me that and said, look, this is a woman, like an entity standing in front of a gravestone, I'd be like, yeah, it's probably photoshopped or whatever. But the crazy thing is, I was the one that took the photograph. It was me that took it. And that's what freaks me out even more, because, like, I know that I haven't done anything to this photograph. I was the one that took it. Like, you can clearly see a woman standing in front of a fucking gravestone. So, I mean, yeah, whenever I started showing everybody, I was, like, sending it off to, like, these ghost hunter type people and stuff and all, and even they were, like, shocked by it. So if anybody is listening to this and you're into your ghosts and stuff like that, and check the photograph out, guys, because you'll be amazed by, like, how almost how clear it is. Like, you can literally see the woman's eyes looking right at you. It's fucking freaky. So the first sort of few days after that, I was thinking to myself, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe there is ghosts. Maybe there is, you know, an afterlife. And then it started to whittle out. Then my brain started to think, you know, maybe there's a reasonable explanation for this. Maybe, you know, maybe it was a reflection or whatever. So I started questioning it. So what I did was I actually went back to the gravestone. Now, I took a photograph of the ghost on that day. Well, air quotes here, ghost. And, at the time I took the photograph, I then uploaded it onto Facebook and stuff and shared it. And then I think I've lost my phone with the actual photograph on it. And then, because I actually took another photograph of the actual gravestone to compare it. And the fucking weird thing is, the shape of the gravestone was there, but you could clearly see there was nobody standing in front of it. And I actually looked at the gravestone, and it was a woman's name. Like, it was fucked up. I'm going to have to, like, go back and then try and find that gravestone again and then take another photograph, because I lost that one where I took, you know, the second one I took where, like, there was nobody in front of it. But do you know something? Even to this day, I still can't explain it. And it's so almost, like, you can just look at it and just, that, yeah, that's a woman. And it's the way she's, like, her head's crouched down and her shoulders are up, and the way she's looking, like, her hair covers almost, like, one of her eyes, and then the other one is just piercing, just looking right at the camera. Fucking freaky, guys. Check it out. It's on the Stewie's Thoughts podcast Facebook page and Instagram, so have a little look at that, guys, and make up your own mind. And if you have any ghost photos that you've took or anything like that and you want to share it, please comment and share your ghost photos on there as well, because, you know, make me a believer. But even then, you know, I was like, nowadays I'm like, there has to be some sort of an explanation. Like, I'm like, it can't be a ghost. It has to be something else. I don't know why I'm just so against the idea of ghosts, but I think it's just because I'm not religious, and I think you have to almost, you would have to believe in God, wouldn't you, to believe in ghosts. But yeah, so that's fucking, it's a fucked up picture, guys, so I would definitely have a look at that, and yeah, make up your own mind on that. So I wonder what type of ghosts there are. Like, I know you got, like, poltergeists, or ghosting, you know, somebody who you message and they don't message you back. That's ghosting, isn't it? Let's see if there's any other type of ghosts. I mean, poltergeist is the only one that sort of comes to my mind. Types of ghosts. I always find ghosts a hard thing to spell. Poltergeist, obviously. Orbs. Oh, yeah. Yep. I've seen them where, like, somebody's taking a video and then these little white fucking things start flipping around. Funnel ghosts? A funnel ghost? I'm gonna have to fuck, what the fuck is a funnel ghost? Ectoplasm. Oh, alright. We all know what ectoplasm is. I don't think that's a ghost. That's actually, I think that's from, what do you call that film, Ghostbusters? The interactive personality. The most common of all ghosts spotted is usually a deceased person or someone you know, a family member, perhaps even. Okay, yeah, that makes sense. But so is that what you call just a normal ghost then? An interactive personality? Fucking hell, Dave, guess who I saw last night? Well, I saw an interactive personality.
Fuck off, did you?
Yeah. I'm going to start calling it that. I have to remember that. Do you believe in interactive personalities? If you said that to somebody, they'd be like, no, but I believe you're a fucking twat. Right, funnel ghosts. I'm interested now. What the hell's a funnel ghost? Right, if I was to guess, a funnel ghost is somebody who fucking, I don't know, funnel ghosts. Unlike orbs, which are the psychic energy trail of a ghost, a vortex or funnel ghost is believed to be the actual physical manifestation of the ghost in that location. That doesn't make any sense. I mean, a vortex, okay, I've heard of that. They can appear as types of clouds, like streaks or shapes, sometimes with branches extending from the main form. I'm clicking images, I don't know why. Right, okay. It looks like a little tornado. I mean, yeah. I mean, the idea of a ghost is cool, isn't it? But, like, other than that photograph I took, like, I've never really entertained the idea of a ghost even existing, but, okay, so that's what a funnel ghost is. All right, okay. Which one would you be fucking scared of? A funnel ghost, an interactive personality, ectoplasm. Oh, fuck me. Well, obviously a poltergeist. How doesn't have Banshee? Why does it not have Banshee on the list? Hang on. Is a Banshee a ghost? How the fuck do you spell Banshee? Is there a C in there? Oh yeah, okay. Banshee. Is that right? Banshee is a fucking TV program. Banshee ghost. There we go. Banshee is a female spirit in Irish folklore. What the fuck does folklore mean? I've said that how many times? Oh yeah, it's an Irish thing, isn't it? Banshee here. Heralds the death of a family member, usually by screaming, whining, shrieking or kneeling. That just sounds like my girlfriend. There you go. What does a banshee ghost do? Hurls the death of a family member, usually by screaming. I mean, in this day and age, where you got they, thems and stuff and all, like, can a ghost identify as a banshee? I don't know. But there you go. So that's a fucking different types of ghosts. And I wonder, is ghosts worldwide? Like, or is it just like a UK and American type thing? I know. Do ghosts... how am I going to word this? Are ghosts worldwide? Oh, that's a good one, yeah. Are ghosts... worldwide. Oh, they're in Asia. Yeah, they're pretty much fucking everywhere. Yeah. Well, there you go. I thought it was just, you know, like Santa Claus, where it's only in like sort of Christian countries or something. But no, ghosts are everywhere. Well, air quotes again, everywhere. But there you go. What was that guy, this fucking scouser guy who run around fucking looking for ghosts? Derek Acour, wasn't it? Yeah, do you reckon he's going around fucking hunting people? But I mean, what? I wonder what the first ever ghost, like. Like, when was the first sort of recording of a ghost? Right. The first irrefutable mention of a ghost in the annals of history. Oh, fucking hell, I can't read. It was basically 3,000 years before Christ existed, BCE, I'm guessing that's what that means. Around 5,000 years ago. So there you go. 5,000 years ago. But the thing is, right, see, back in them days, like, they used to think that thunder and lightning was from the gods and all this kind of stuff, but, like, now we know it's like static electricity that builds up in the air and sort of, that's where you get thunder lightning from. Well, you get lightning from that, and then you get thunder from the lightning. So, like, I mean, and then you think about, like, all the phones that these days, like, why is there not a ghost picture, like, every fucking 2 seconds? Every time I go on fucking, like, Facebook or something, like, you know, the amount of phones that are around, you should be seeing, like, this is a ghost, this is a ghost, and stuff like that, but you don't, do you? I mean, do people still believe in them, or what? What do you reckon? Okay. I remember when I was a child, because I've always been fascinated with the idea of ghosts, but I've never, apart from that photo, I've never really sort of had an encounter with one. But I remember, like, when I was a kid, I used to try and hunt them down. And I remember, like, getting a little, I was in the top of my stairs in my old home as a child, and I got myself some snacks and some drinks, and I was like, I'm going to stay up all night and fucking find a ghost. Now, for some reason, this is so vivid in my memory, and I don't know why, but I remember, like, sitting there with a petit filou, just with a tiny little spoon, just sitting, eating away at a petit filou, going, any moment now, there's going to be a ghost, any moment. I think after about 20 minutes, I was like, yeah, fuck this. I'm going back in the fucking room and playing my fucking toys. So, me personally, I don't believe in it. Even after that photo, I'm still skeptical, guys. I don't believe in it. It's like psychics as well, you know, people who can talk to the dead and stuff like that. Do you believe in that? I actually had a, where was I? I think it was in America. I got my palm read by a psychic. I thought it'd just be fun just to have a go at it. And she was like, when was it? I think this was in like 2000. It was just before COVID, I know that. Because when we were flying out to America, they were like, the COVID was just starting up. And they were like, have you been to China in the last 2 weeks? And I'm like, no. And they're like, okay, come into the country. But yeah, so I fucking, we, yeah, 2019, I think it was. And yeah, I went to a psychic, and she read my palm, and then she was telling me all this fucking shit and all, and she didn't get anything right when she was like trying to guess things. And then she said to me, next year, oh, I know what it was, it was 2020, because she said to me, next year, 2021, you're going to be, you know, something's going to happen to you financially, and you're going to get lots of money. Bullshit. Fuck, nothing happened. Right? Nothing happened. And even last night, I got a what do you call it? I got a takeaway where you get like fortune cookies. It wasn't a Chinese takeaway, it was a Thai takeaway. And I bought a fortune cookie, not because of the fucking fortune inside, it's just because the cookie bit itself tastes so nice and sweet. I could do one of them right now, actually. And what did it say on the fucking fortune cookie thing? It's something like, you this time tomorrow you're going to be smiling or something. And like, bollocks, because I had it for lunch, so I was, you know, 24 hours later after that, I was fixing the exhaust, and I wasn't fucking happy. But, so yeah, I mean, I don't believe in it, guys. I mean, what's the most, like, is there any concrete proof? Proof, ghosts exist. The overwhelming science. There is no proof that ghosts exist. There you go. now, I don't know if anybody knows this, but like spirits. So when you think of spirits, especially the fucking and people who love their drink, apparently, the reason why you call spirits like vodka and stuff and all spirits is because when you get so drunk, you're not yourself, and your body, your soul almost leaves your body and becomes a spirit or something like that. There's a thing about that. But I think that's pretty mad, isn't it? Like, alcohol means something as well, something to do with fucking ghosts and death and stuff. But oh fuck's sake, I'm gonna have to fucking Google that now. spirits. What's the difference between a fucking spirit and a ghost? Spirits meaning. part of a person, which is the seat of emotion and characters, the soul we seek. Yeah. Well, I'm going to do a podcast about alcohol, so I think I'll leave it for that. Strong alcohol drinks, liquor, right? Yeah. But, yeah, so, I mean, I don't... like, what the hell is that? Something just beeped. Sorry if I heard that. Oh, there it goes again. I don't know if you can hear that. No? Okay, it's done. But, yeah, I don't believe in it, guys, unfortunately. And even me taking a picture of what I believe to be a ghost didn't convince me. But have we got any facts here? The word ghost comes from the Old English word gaston, or ghost, which means spirit or soul. Shit fact that. Do ghosts work together? Is it like work? Oh, fuck's sake, this is a bullet point that I worked... Okay, this is a funny one, is it? Okay, so apparently, I have it down here, like, do ghosts work together? Like, you know, is it like a day job? Like, do they get up at a certain time, like 3 o'clock in the morning, and then they go and scare people, and then they take, like, lunch breaks and stuff? I've been scaring him now for, like, the last 10 minutes. I think I'm going to stop and then go for a fag break, you know? Does a ghost, like, drive to the haunted house, you know? Gets up in the morning, has a shower, has something to eat, has his coffee, puts on his uniform, like a cloak with two eye holes, and then just drives down to the local fucking haunted house and, you know, stamps in, you know, with his fucking, like his card, you know, works fucking 3 o'clock in the morning till, I don't know, 2 o'clock. Well, hang on. If I was a ghost, what time would I start? Suppose you'd start when everybody goes to bed, wouldn't you? So 12 o'clock. Yeah. It's 12 till 4? 12 till 5? Something like that? 5-hour shift? I mean, do they get paid? The ghost? I mean, if I was a ghost, I wouldn't haunt people. I'd be like, well, am I getting paid for it? And then the main ghost would be like, no. I'm like, well, fuck that. I'm not working for free for the rest of eternity. You know? Fucking at least pay me ghost Bitcoin or something. What would ghost currency be? I mean, what the fuck would you buy if you're a ghost, even if you got money? Oh, fucking hell. What goes on in my head? Fuck, I don't fucking know. Yeah, but that was Do Ghosts Work Together? Why the fuck did I write that one down? There you go. So, first known ghost, covered that. Oh, there is one thing I wanted to do. Now, are ghosts... like, are they fucking... do they ever get, like, horny? You know? Like, if you're a ghost and you've seen, like, a fit supermodel or something, do you, like... you know? Do you scare when she's in the shower or something? And, like, do you have, like... do you, like, you know... twist her nipples when she's sleeping? I mean, I wonder if there's any, I want to get a video up here. So, let me see if I can find a funny sexual ghost experience thing. Hey everybody, this podcast is sponsored by U-Tunes. Looking for something to make your wedding day extra special? Maybe you're hosting a corporate event, or even planning a birthday party, or a jago, or a bar mitzvah, the list goes on. Have you thought about hiring a caricature artist? Well, look no further than U-Tunes. U-Tunes offers a professional, full-time, multi-award-winning caricature artist on hand to draw and entertain you and your guests. Not only will they leave with a very unique keepsake from your event, they will also be entertained by the eye-watering, side-splitting stand-up comedy performed by the artist while he draws. Having a caricature artist at your event will definitely make it a unique experience for your guests. U-Tunes covers all over Britain and the Channel Islands, and their prices are reasonable and affordable. If you want to get more information about this, please get in contact with them through their website, utunes.co.uk, that's the letter utoons.co.uk, or simply just Google U-Tunes. You can find them on all social media platforms as well. So get in touch, guys, and hire a caricature artist for your event. Back to the podcast. Okay, so I've got something here. Okay, what is it? I give up men to have sex with ghosts. Let's have a listen.
When did you first encounter a spirit?
It would have been about 12 years ago now. I was living with my fiancé.
Yeah.
And he was working away.
I mean, if I was a ghost, I'd probably fucking smash her.
We just moved into a new house in Hereford. And after a while, he was going away maybe 1 week, 2 weeks at a time. I started to feel kind of like a presence, maybe, I guess you could call it, around the house.
Yeah, which is some people would be a little scared of, but you weren't scared by it.
It never felt scary. It felt comforting, if anything.
And even when you were in it, this all happened sort of in the spare bedroom. That was where it was, you know, it was most powerful. Even when it came up behind you and you could feel its breath on your neck, that still didn't freak you out.
Not at all, no.
So then you decided that you would take it to the next level and you dressed in a very sexy negligee and you went into the spare bedroom and turned the lights off and waited.
I did, yes.
And what happened?
I waited.
Am I the only one on the edge of my seat here? I mean, sorry for this, you know, Philip Schofield being on this, because I can't help think, but, you know, when he was like, oh, you must have been scared, and I'm like, yeah, well, you know, the kids that you were fucking playing with. That's just my thoughts, guys. It's not a fact. Anyway, let's play on.
And waited for a while, and then I got a little bit worried. I thought maybe I'd scared it off by being too keen.
Oh, okay.
And then sort of just as I'd given up hope and was starting to fall asleep, it came to me. And
what happened? Came on you?
I don't know what I can say on
TV.
You
had sex. Wait, you had sex?
Yeah, I had sex with a ghost.
Yes, but you can't wrap your arms.
Like, how is that physically possible? What does she mean, have sex?
With a ghost?
No.
So how does the sex bit happen?
You can still feel it. Like, it felt, it was kind of, it's difficult to explain.
Like a weight.
Kind of a weight, but at the same time weightless. And like a physical, as for breath and strength.
Yeah, that wasn't a ghost, love. That was your fucking neighbour or something.
And the energy as well. I think the energy was a lot to do with it. Do you feel a connection?
And does a sexual experience with a ghost end in orgasm?
For me, yeah.
Gosh, so wow.
Not fans of a ghost.
I just hope so.
Talk about ectoplasm, eh?
And this relationship
carried on for some time, and eventually you got busted by your boyfriend.
I did, yeah. I was. He came home from work a day early.
Who are you going to call? Ghostbusters.
And apparently he says he saw the shape of a man through the spare room window when he pulled up.
Which is unusual, because the spirit had, or ghost had never showed him his physical form to you at all.
Yeah,
and yet,
it's interesting.
Your fiancé did.
Yeah.
This is fucked
which
up.
Which I was slightly annoyed about, to be honest, but I think it was in love with me too. And
he wanted to end your relationship, which it did.
So the relationship with this particular spirit fizzled out over a period of time. And, I'm sort of trying to figure out what it is that goes wrong in a relationship with a ghost. Because you can't have the normal arguments like you haven't put the bins out, or your conversation is boring, or, you know, I don't like the way you're wearing your hair.
Yeah, this video's too long. It's not really funny, is it? But yeah. Fucking, I'm going to have to keep playing this, aren't I? We have to fucking find out what happens to this fucking thing.
All of those sort of things. So was it just down to the fact that you both got bored with the sex?
I think so. I think it was just one of those things. It just started to happen less and less and started to appear less.
Then after that relationship ended, I mean, there have been many other spirits that have come to visit you.
Fucking gangbang now? What? Like, I don't know. I don't know what to think of this.
Some have lasted sort of one time, and some have lasted a little bit longer. Yeah. Are they very different sorts of relationships? Have they got different energies?
Yeah, you can always feel the difference. The same just with a human, I guess. You can just feel...
Oh, fuck off. She's just crying out for attention. Do you know what I mean? Like, this fucking... What is this beeping noise? Sorry if you can hear this. Do-do-do-do. I just paused and played it back though. You can't hear the beep noise, so I'm going to shut up about it. But yeah, so, I mean, is there like a funny story, like, funny? You know what I'm trying to find? I'm trying to find some guy that's like, oh my God, I got pinned down and then my ass got fucking licked by a banshee, right? Funny ghost sec. I'm just going to type in a sec. Fuck me. Is my algorithms like... Fuck it, right. Oh, you're just getting Scary Movie. Yeah, okay. There you go. I mean, getting fucked by a ghost. Like, that doesn't make sense. Well, so anyway, moving on. What's your favorite ghost movie ever? So, I'm torn, right? Because I obviously grew up in like the 80s and the 90s and stuff. So I always loved Ghostbusters. I remember like when I was a kid, I had the actual pack. You had the fucking thing in your back, and then you take the plasma gun or whatever it is, and then it was obviously fake, like, but. I used to feel like I was a Ghostbuster back in the day whenever them films came out. And I don't know, the first one wasn't as good as the second one, I believe. The first one is like where they go to court and then, you know, they have to fucking, they get released from court and then they save everybody, that kind of shit. And then the second one is the one I think is the best one because, you know, it's got that painting, doesn't it? And the guy who fucking gets Randall, was that Randall? No, it's a different film. Yeah, that guy, I can't remember his name,
but he has that squeaky, yes, master. You know him,
that fucking guy there. And then you got that plasma stuff, and I think that's the one where they make the Statue of Liberty walk. Yeah, so I would say the second one's better than the first one. But, you know, it's between that and Casper. Who doesn't love Casper, you know? And one thing I don't get about Casper is there's a fat ghost in it. Like, I mean, was he always big and then died? And if so, like, I mean, you can't be skinny and then become a ghost and then put on weight because you can't eat. You got no dietary system. Fuck yeah, I don't know. Like, what else? You got Casper, and then obviously the film Ghost. You're all probably screaming at me. Ghost is obviously the best one. That is a good film, to be honest. And I used to watch that when I was a kid as well. And them little fucking black ghosts, the evil ones that take you down to hell, whatever. Freaky. Scared the fuck clean out of me. There was a noise I think they made, like, and then there's like a gang of them and they just grab you and fucking take you off to somewhere. But yeah, Ghost is it's a really good film. What else is there? Ghost movies. I mean, I did my research before this, and I'm still having to do some research while I'm fucking doing this podcast, so I'm still learning, guys, and do you know something? I'm getting better at it. This time, fucking few months, I'll be all over this shit. Ghost movies. Ghost Ship? I actually watched that the other day. It should be called Ghost Shit, because it was fucking shit. Ghost movies. Ghost the Movie, 1990, Jesus. Ghost Movie, there's one in 2023, didn't know. Ghost Movies. Poltergeist, of course. Like, it all makes sense now. You got Poltergeist, The Conjuring, is that really a ghost film? Casper, there's one. A Woman in Black, that was surprisingly good. Paranormal Activity. I mean, Ouija's pretty good. The Sixth Sense, where, spoiler alert, the man's dead all along. A Ghost Story, The Haunting, Ghostbusters, The Shining? Is that a ghost movie? 13 Ghosts, do you know something? That is a weaker film. I haven't seen that in a long time, actually. Mama, probably one of the best ones, I would say, actually. Mama's a fucking good one, like, don't know if anybody's seen that, but I would totally recommend that. It's basically like this guy, I think he kills his wife, and then he goes to kill his kids, and then kill himself in a barn, or like a shed type thing, and then he goes to kill the little girls and stuff, and then fucking the ghost comes out of nowhere and kills him, and then the girls are on their own then, and then what happens is is she a banshee? Well, she's not Irish, is she? The ghost then just looks after the girls, and I don't want to say more. I don't want to spoil it, like, The Ring, I'm sure, yeah, The Grudge, that was a fucking freaky one, Frighteners, oh yeah, remember that, that's an old one, eh? And yeah, there you go, The Haunting, The Fog. Crimson Peak. I've heard of that. The Nun. Oh, this one's a good one. Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark. That's a good one. I like that film. Sleepy Hollow, right? Well, they're not really ghosts, so are they? But yeah, Casper, I'd say. Casper is probably one of my favourite ones. And then I'd say one of the scariest ones would be Mama. That would be the one I'd say is the scariest. I don't know, The Shining. I've always heard of The Shining. I don't think I've ever really sat and watched the full episode. But there you go, guys. There's my thoughts on ghosts. Have I touched on everything? Can ghosts make money? No, can ghosts make you money? So, like, ghost hunters, like, do they get, like, can you go around haunting them and get money for it? Look for ghosts as a kid. Covered that. Personal ghost, yeah. I don't know if I like this whole fucking bullet point thing, because I don't think this has been the funniest episode. So I think what I'll do is I'll leave you with what I think. This is a side note. We'll make this podcast funny. My favourite funniest word of all time is buttock. Every time I hear that word, buttock, it makes me fucking laugh. But there you go, guys. So that's my fucking thoughts on ghosts. The next one I'm going to do will be in a few days. I've got a few weddings and stuff coming up. And the next one will be about zombies. So I'm looking forward to that one. So if you want to, guys, you can get in contact with me. You can send a message through the Stewie's Thoughts podcast Facebook page or Instagram. Or you can contact me through stewiescomedy.com. The website, and then you can ask your questions there. And if you want to pop in some questions, guys, for the next episode, which is zombies, please feel free to comment or message or whatever. And then I will actually, because at the end of every sort of like the last 15 minutes, I want to do like a questions thing. So if they get like three questions, then I'll spend sort of like 5 minutes, if that, whatever, on the questions that people send in. And I think that'll be really good. But nobody's given me any questions yet. I'm getting listeners. I mean, there's people listening from all over, like, but no questions as of yet. So if you want to send in some questions about zombies, or like, I don't know, what your thoughts are or anything like that, I'll read them out. I'll give you a shout out as well. And then I will give my thoughts about whatever question you have. You know, like, do zombies shit? Is that a question? That's a good question. I'm going to cover that in the next episode, zombies. Do zombies shit? In fact, shall I leave you with that? A little taster for what's going to come in the next episode, right? Do zombies shit? There's got to be some facts. Oh, there is something here. Their digestive system is non-functional. If we go based on the book's Zombies Survival Guide, it states that no, they do not digest what they consume. But it continues to build up in their stomachs until their stomachs explodes. Some can vomit, however, for the most part, their stomachs would rupture. Well, why eat brains if you're just going to explode your own stomach? Like, duh. Imagine, like, being a zombie and going, every time I fucking eat him, you know, my stomach explodes. And don't you cut off a zombie's head to kill it? So if their stomach explodes, I mean, they're still going to be alive. Well, dead, alive. I don't know. But, like, you know, a zombie walks around with no digestive system and just starts eating people and it just comes straight out. But why? I mean, that's a bit unfair on them, isn't it? But I'm not going to go into too much detail about it now, but I will go into that in the next episode. So the next episode coming out in a few days, well, it'll be out on the 29th of this month, October, and 2 days before Halloween. What about that? And we'll talk about zombies, and I'll try to make this one a funny one. This episode was just about this sheet I've got and how easy it is for me to do this podcast. I mean, I've stopped before I had the sheet, I was like stopping all the time and then thinking about what to say, and it was a lot harder for me to think. So with the sheet, it actually made it a lot more easier. So there you go. And everything's a lot more structured then as well. So once I figure out the structured side of it, I'll see about doing more jokes and stuff and make it even more funnier. I mean, there was a few jokes. I mean, there was a woman having sex with a fucking ghost. Like, where else are you going to get that? You're not going to get that in fucking some other podcast. Well, unless she does the podcast, I guess. I don't know. But there you go. So don't forget, guys, if you want to check out that picture of the ghost that I took, and I can honestly say, hand on my heart, guys, I took that photograph. It is 100% real. And it's coming from me who I don't even believe in ghosts, and I even question it. But I can tell you now, I took the fucking thing. And when you see it, and you see that fucking woman just standing there, ominously, is the word, I think. If you don't believe in ghosts, you'll probably question it as well. And actually, I mean, she wasn't weeping or anything. So like, because, you know, there's a lot of Irish people in Liverpool. So she could have been an Irish fucking banshee. Who knows? But I'll tell you something. I reckon whenever I was walking past, she was probably looking at me going, look at the fucking state of him. Or the opposite. She's probably looking at me going, fuck, I'd smash him. I'd smash him up against that fucking grease down there. Yeah. And there you go. I'm going to leave you with that. So thanks everybody for tuning into this episode. And the next one is going to be out in a few days. And it's going to be about zombies. So send in your questions if you like. And look forward to the next one, guys. So there we go. Episode 7 done. And I have episode 8 planned in a couple of days. So I have broken through the 78% of people. So I'm part of the 22% of people who continue on doing a podcast after 7 episodes. So there you go. And that means I'm going to be around for a while, guys. All right? Get used to this fucking voice, because it's going to be in your ear forever. Right, cheers for joining. And look after yourselves, guys. And stick your finger up your own bum.